This Friday is last Friday in downtown Hillsboro. A lot of exciting things to see and do, as always, on last Fridays along Churton Street and side streets as well. A lot of music, a lot of art, a lot of entertainment and events. Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens joins us now on the phone. And Mayor, on a scale of 1 to excited, how excited should people be?
Excited 11 plus, you know, out of 10, a dozen. You know, I think we said last week, last Friday is one of my very favorite things about Hillsboro, and April through September, that last Friday with the music downtown and the art walks, the galleries have these fabulous shows. There's a lot of festivities and restaurants. Usually there's ice cream up at the Presbyterian Church and various groups in the nooks and crannies, and of course I have my little gallery open. It'll be the third time, and so I've been surprised at the whole number of visitors coming through. So it is a very, very festive time in Hillsboro. It's a great time to bring the family out and just enjoy yourself and our sweet little town.
It becomes a really bustling place, even more so than usual on last Fridays. Any special events, either just in general or at your gallery?
Well, you know, Adrian Duke Band is going to be at the courthouse, and they do blues and funk and R&B, and they've been playing around for years. Remember them at the old, the Blue Bayou. And so that's going to be an excellent band. There's lots of displays that will be set up. And then getting around to visit the galleries at the Hillsboro Arts Council. I know the Eno Gallery has got a wonderful solo show that they will be doing upstairs. In the Skylight Gallery, there's going to be some self-portraits from local artists. At the, I guess, the Hillsboro Gallery of Arts, they usually have an incredible show. And again, I'll have my little paintings out at the Studio HSB around the corner down from Cup of Joe's. So I think getting to the galleries and then listening to the music, it's just hard to do it all on last Friday, but it really is an easy time to hang out in town and do what you like.
Weather-wise, it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful night, so great opportunity to get to downtown Hillsboro and check it out. There is a lot happening in Hillsboro. We talked about this last week, especially in September.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday, it looks like. You got Colonial Day on Saturday the 12th, celebration of the car at the Okanichi Speedway on the 26th, and what I'm looking forward to is sort of a combination of events on Saturday the 19th, Constitution Day at the old courthouse, and Bluegrass at Moorfields happening basically the same time.
Indeed. The 19th is going to be a big day. The folks who've put together the Constitution Day at the courthouse have quite a number of engaging speakers. They have, I think all the mayors will be there at some point, a number of churches and the Human Relations Commission, and they'll have some music groups, so the Ethical Society, and so it's really will be a all celebration about the Constitution and citizenship. And that'll go through, I guess it starts like 10 o'clock in the morning till around 2. And then early in the afternoon down at Moorfields, which is a wonderful historic site just west of town, is the Bluegrass Festival. And it starts at 1 to 5. There'll be bands and food trucks. And it's a wonderful place to sit out on the lawn and listen to some good music. So, again, being in the Hillsboro area, it's a Saturday. And it's good to do.
All right, speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens, and I'm sure we'll talk about this again as Constitution Day gets a little bit closer, but kind of interesting to have a big celebration of the Constitution in Hillsboro, which was at least briefly in 1788 the center of anti-federalist activity in the U.S., at least for a little while. So that, I assume, will get worked in as well.
Indeed. You know, the 1788 Constitutional Convention was in Hillsboro. You know, there's this sort of battle about whether the Constitution is going to be ratified or not. And of course, in that 1788 meeting in Hillsboro, decided not to ratify the Constitution until there was a Bill of Rights from the new United States government, which came out in 1789, and at that point, that's when the North Carolina decided to ratify the Constitution, and a lot of it happened right on the corner downtown here in Hillsboro.
So that'll be a good event to go to. That's, again, on Saturday the 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right downtown on the courthouse lawn. Bluegrass at Moorfields taking place the same day in the afternoon from 1 to 6. Colonial Day the previous Saturday. Celebration of the car the following Saturday. So any Saturday at all in the month of September, especially, head to Hillsboro. There's going to be something really cool to see and do. We're speaking with Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. And I think before any of that happens, an event that I think a lot of people have been been anticipating for a while, not a super fun activity, but possibly an important one, the Hillsborough Historic District Commission meeting on Wednesday the 2nd, so not this Wednesday, but next. And I know the last time they met, a lot of people were assuming they were going to have the lettering on the Confederate Memorial Building on their agenda for their meeting last month. That was not the case. It's going to be on the agenda for next month or next week, Wednesday. What is going to be discussed?
That will be Wednesday, September 2nd. It sounds like it might be a big event, and actually it's going to be business as usual for the Historic District Commission. I think they have like 8 other proposals in addition to the museum. Again, what the commission does is anybody who wants to make any changes to the exterior of their buildings, of any significance, one goes in front of the Historic District Commission, and they look at they have a series of guidelines, and they look at the probably what they call the building's next to it, size, materials, and kind of make decisions. So I'm having some renovations that we want to do to our house. I think I'm last on the agenda, so it's going to be a long night.
Typical, right? Yeah.
So it's just what we all do. The town is applying to remove the letterings from the front of the museum that says Confederate Memorial, and then install some signage down the bottom that talks about, actually, that corner is where the convention was in 1788 that we just talked about. It's where this building was built in 1934 as the Confederate Memorial Public Library. We want to talk about the history of that particular corner. So what the Historic District Commission will be looking at is not about the content of the sign, or really doesn't matter whether it says Confederate Memorial or what it says, but really what, you know, are the materials appropriate? Is the signage appropriate? Is this the way to look at the architecture of the building and the historic quality of the building? So at one level, it's important for a lot of folks about the symbolism of the words Confederate Memorial, both pro and con, but when it really comes down to Historic District Commission, they're just looking at the materials and the appropriateness of that within those guidelines. So in some sense, it's going to be probably a non-event.
Yeah, it's kind of a formal, kind of checklisty kind of process, right? You look at the
that's
proposal,
right.
You look at the guidelines, and make sure the proposal meets the guidelines, and that's basically
that's
it,
right?
And
in a very similar way, when if you see the same kind of interpretive signage that we had throughout River Park, that was, you know, which was, of course, River Park's been behind the courthouse long before the as part of the Riverwalk. Same thing. You had to go in front of the Historic District Commission anytime that there's signage that's put up. And so just as the appropriate materials, as it looks fine, they're not so much concerned about what the sign says, but, you know, does it fit in the historic landscape? And so that's what we're looking for on the 2nd. I do think there'll probably be a fair number of folks who'll kind of want to see how that turns out, but in terms of probably lots of discussion about the words Confederate Memorial and what that means to heritage, that's really not going to be appropriate to what the HDC is going to be looking at.
Is there, and I know the decision by the Board of Commissioners to take the lettering down came right before the General Assembly overrode Governor McCrory's veto on the state-level bill to put decisions about historical memorials in the hands of the General Assembly as opposed to localities. Is there any indication that that bill has any impact on the town's decision there?
It is a very definite, ambiguous parent.
Yeah.
one could probably make a case that the bill would apply. One could also, I think, make a pretty strong case that the bill would not apply. It is public property. Good question is a place of remembrance? Is it about a specific event? And saying Confederate Memorial Public Library, is that, you know, is that a specific event, or is that something else? So at best, it's very, very ambiguous. And again, the HDC decision is really about the signage we want to put up, as well as the taking the lettering down. So even if we determine at a later point that the lettering would still remain if we put up this additional signage that interprets the history, given the guess the General Assembly's the bill as it is passed. Ultimately, if that building gets sold and put into private hands, then they'd have an HDC decision about what they could, what a private owner could do with the lettering, even if it's on public property, and the town may or may not be able to work on it. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, yeah. Would the town change its actions based on the state law?
I'm not sure that we would. I mean, we mm-hmm. have, you know, we have so much going on in Hillsborough now, and I feel very strongly that the lettering up there, it really isn't appropriate for public spaces. And so my druthers would be, you know, let's take that down, let's put some signage up that really talks about the history of the building. How much we want to make this an issue and make it a test case for the state of North Carolina, I'm not sure that's where we want to invest our time and energy. And so I think that we just look at that a long-term strategy. You know, ultimately, we're here to serve the citizens of Hillsborough and be very, very inclusive. And so I'm ready to move forward and take a stand and say this is what we want to do. It's really clear what I would like to do. I think we also know that this building is probably only going to be in public hands only for so many more years, too. Mm-hmm. So how much do we want to invest in any kind of suit about testing the case of law? We may choose to wait it out. It'd be hard to know where the board wants to put its energy right now, because we're still dealing with the Colonial Inn. We're dealing with an awful lot of development in town. There's so many things going on, and this is just one of many items that is important, but it's not a driver for where we want to go as a town.
Are the members of the Historic District Commission getting used to being randomly in the political spotlight every single time?
Well, I am not so sure. I can't speak for them, but again, for most of what they do, we're putting on some. We'd like to put on some new decking on our back porch, and I think for most
that's
of what
be a
they
hot
deal
button
with,
issue.
Very mundane yeah. things, and so I think that it's rare for them to find themselves in the spotlight. In fact, one of the things that they have been doing, and we have a celebration usually at the May last Friday, is recognize excellent development and preservation in Hillsborough, and in this case, Riverwalk. If you remember, in the past year, received some honors about that. Places like the Hot Tin Roof that preserved that old building has received kudos. So several homes in town have been recognized by the HDC of people who have exemplify what it is that we're trying to do, which is keep the character of a living and growing community. So it's not to put a bell jar on the historic district and say, you know, don't change everything. Certainly best practices is if you have new construction, make it look like it's new construction with very contemporary architecture that still fits in the scale and scope of the community. It's not like Colonial Williamsburg, where you're trying to do everything look at one particular time period.
And the conversation is going to go on, but again, the Historic District Commission is meeting next week Wednesday, so we'll talk about that. Last Friday is this Friday, 4 days from now, so head up to Hillsborough and check that out. As always, a lot of events and activities happening throughout the month of September, too, and we'll keep talking about those as they get closer. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's 4:20.
I'm Edward Holmes, President.